Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Friday morning, headed into a heat wave this weekend. And let's hope the Phil's bets wake up, because they've been nothing but cold lately. Shut out again yesterday, losing to the Padres, losing 2 of 3. They've lost 3 of 4 now. New series today for the Phils against the Dodgers. You can imagine coming in motivated after what happened a week ago. Look, we'll talk about that. The Eagles, the exciting offseason. What Howie has done, obviously the most recent addition, Bradbury in the house as a bird, as a corner. We'll do some more on the 76ers as well, trying to clean up their mess. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich. Hello, pal. How
Joe,
are you?
Joe, what's up?
Hey, you got to turn that microphone on. Yeah. I wonder, do people hear him in the stream in the background?
Yeah, you can usually. I mean, I can usually hear it. Yes.
A real pro over here, ladies and gentlemen.
Joe does that. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, you've definitely done that
four times a day.
Not four times a day.
Yeah. Well, you turn your mic off more than he does throughout a show, so that will happen where you'll start talking and make, I've got to hit the
mic.
Maybe
twice a week.
At
the difference is you'll realize your mic is off, John won't.
Correct.
That's the big difference.
Right. What are you talking about? John, go ahead.
You know, because you can barely, in
sometimes
the ears, it's so much lower.
I will crush your face.
Wait until John hears what I have to say today, but I'll say that in a second. John, go ahead. Give me a fact.
I am just kidding around. In South Korea, there's an emergency number to report spies. Like 911. It's 113.
Cold War era.
113.
Yeah.
There's a spy. I see someone around the corner wearing dark clothing, and they seem nebulous and concerning.
That's a Cold War era rule, probably.
I don't know.
That's the Soviets back in the day. All right, we got a lot to do today. Again, as always, all of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. A couple things. First off, I just want to say we had a caller named Joe in Morristown yesterday. Excuse me, Morristown. There's Morristown and there's Morristown. Joe in Morristown, New Jersey yesterday said the following on our show. Howie, I'm sorry. Those are the three words he said, amongst others. Let me just say this. I find the flip-flopping on Howie laughable, preposterous, and absurd. And people like John. I'm going to try to
Wait
do
a
this.
Second.
I'm going to try to
Wait
do
a
this.
Second.
I'm going to
so
try to
now what? You're puffing your chest out. The guy who you were pushing for Howie to be fired, like everyone else, and you're going to say that I am flip-flopping because I'm assessing him fairly?
It's how
because I'm not giving him the limitless benefit of the doubt to go and destroy this team aimlessly doing whatever
on.
He was. Always like second-guess the football guys, like the scouts who tell him who to take. Justin Jefferson, and then he does what he wants or what Jeffrey wants. You are telling me that it's flip-flopping?
Here's what I'm telling you.
I can assess the fact that he has not made those major mistakes, and I love the fact that it seems like he's, I don't know, really really settled into a hot streak here where he's doing what's chalk. Doesn't it seem miraculous that when Howie ends up doing what, I don't know, general consensus is hoping for, we all sort of get along?
I don't think he entirely did on that. Couple things. Let me just say this. First off, I've been looking forward to this show since the Bradbury news came out a couple days ago, because there is a Howie-focused show that has to be had. Now, obviously we all change our opinion from time to time, and that's fine. What I find kind of absurd in this situation.
He changed. You are certainly allowed to change your opinion, John, on someone if they change.
He didn't even take the player
how
in the first round.
Stopped.
You wanted. He didn't even take the person in the first round you
how
wanted.
Howie, yeah, you're right.
Right.
But I did want this player.
I know you did.
I did want this player.
Right, let me just break this down a couple ways. I do find the flip-flopping a little absurd, especially because how incredibly entrenched, and I'll use that word, entrenched, people like John and many others were over the last 3 years, all out on Howie, and now it seems, based on things John has said in the last 2 days, it seems to me like John's expressing all in. Look, the recent flurry of activity obviously has been really exciting, and I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. I think Howie's the top 10 general manager in the NFL. Yes, as John pointed out, I did call for his dismissal after 2020. I thought he was more culpable than Doug for what had gone wrong in 2020. I thought he was less culpable than Carson, who I thought was most culpable of all. Obviously, Howie, over the last couple of years, had made mistakes, and some of them were really big. And John referenced one of the biggest with the Justin Jefferson, and it was a huge mistake. All GMs make mistakes. He had a low batting average there for a couple of years. There's no doubt about it. He's also had big success. I have always believed that the good with Howie outweighs the bad with Howie. Even when I was calling for his dismissal, I just thought it had run its course, kind of like Andy Reid had run its course. It was time. Like I've always said, I think if Howie gets fired, he would get another general manager job in the NFL. And I just find it kind of silly that in March, we got people calling up, cranking up Howie hatred because of a limited activity. And I was saying to people, I'm going to try not to be insufferable today, but I was saying to people in March,
you're a
foolish
person, Joe.
Just wait until the draft. The draft hasn't happened. And then the draft happened and a lot of changed opinions. And then get Bradberry and more changed opinions. Look, 215-592-9494.
A total fool, Joe.
How am I a fool?
That you're saying you can't understand. It's I find it, what was your word?
I don't know, absurd, ridiculous, well, preposterous.
Anyway, you're saying the flip-flopping on Howie. No. When you judge someone based on what they do, how they act, like the actions, like the results. The NFL is a results-based business. And in some respects, we have to try to anticipate the results. What Howie has done has put this team in a position where I expect the results to be much more positive than they were going to be. Howie Roseman has done a good job of listening to his scouts. He's done a good job of, I don't know, resisting the temptation to try to be the smartest guy in the room. Howie Roseman has done a good job of, I don't know, resisting the haughty Howie syndrome.
I don't know. People thought he was haughty Howie in the interview with Angelo.
Well,
that was only a couple weeks ago.
He sounded like haughty Howie when I got you, bro. But we know haughty Howie after the Super Bowl ended up letting, I don't know, he got too attached to guys.
Yes,
and got too far ahead of himself and probably just took some things for granted that he shouldn't have. Thought he was better than he was and. The team suffered as a result.
He also paid Carson to do his job, and Carson failed.
Okay.
He failed everybody.
You're right. He made bad decisions, and that's why you get down on a GM, when they make bad decisions. Our GM has just made a string of outstanding decisions. I don't see why it's, I don't know, surprising to you that people should be positive about the wonderful decision-making. He was making poor decisions. He was building this team in a way that I didn't understand. And I expected us to really struggle because of the way we were built. Now I look at the team. I look at the roster. I feel good about where things are headed. I feel good about our chances. I feel good about the vibe at the NovaCare facility. We are a better team because Howie Roseman has done his job well. And part of that is, and remember, Howie Roseman he's almost an entity because there are about, I don't know, 50 people in that building who all sort of filter their information
to him. Sure, the scouts and all the
regional. He's done a great job of assimilating all of that information and making decisions that we can all agree with and get behind and approve of. And so to be supportive of a man that you once doubted, it's not surprising to me when you look at the results. I feel great about the results. I feel great about the paper. When I look at the two deep, when I look at our roster, I feel like there are very few holes. I can point to one hole, the safety position, and everywhere else, I feel pretty good.
Well, they've obviously improved. There's no question. And obviously, everyone can weigh in, 215-592-9494. The recent flurry of activity has been really exciting. They do seem on paper to have a better team and perhaps a much better team, and that is awesome. Let me just say this.
Feels like he's gotten the better of deals, and he set us up not just for now.
I agree.
But moving forward, I feel like he's got a plan. And I've always said, if I can say anything about Howie, I do believe he's smart. I think he's just incorporating it all. He's really hitting his stride, and I appreciate that.
215-592-9494 for everyone to weigh in. I have a – look, there's people come at this show today clearly from different backgrounds of thought on Howie. There have been people who have always been in on him. There have been people who have been out on Howie.
Who has always been in on Howard?
There have been a few.
Are you counting?
No, I'm not, because I called for his dismissal after 2020. There were some people that did not call for his dismissal after 2020. So,
Jeffrey Lurie
would be an example. And then there have been people, obviously, who've straddled the fence and gone back and forth, and it's reasonable because Howie's going up and down. But I'm most fascinated today to hear from the people, and I do think it's fair to estimate that out on Howie over the last 2 years was probably about 60% to 70% of our audience, of our listeners, of Eagles fans. I mean, we would do polls.
That might be, have been higher than that.
Yeah, we would 85. Do polls. Do you think Howie should be fired? Are you glad Howie's the GM? Stuff like that. And generally speaking, people wanted him out. So to that big swath of people, I have and John is an example of that. I have a series of questions. I just want to throw them all out right now, and I want people to respond to these questions. Are you glad that Howie Roseman is the Eagles general manager?
Yes.
How did you miss that Howie had a great 2021? When I was telling you that 2021 was going to help set up 2022.
Hold on.
How did you miss that? Because you missed it, John.
No.
You were telling me at the end of 2021.
You're telling me that the guys he drafted are stars, and I'm saying we don't know that yet.
I'm telling you this.
I think he does a good job wheeling and dealing, and so you got to give him props for that.
That's
wheeling
set
and dealing.
Up,
yes, but come
that
on,
set
man.
Up what
but
just
I
happened.
Want a lot more from my GM than being able to wheel and deal. I want him
John,
to pick the right guys.
I listen. If
you're sold on those guys he picked, then that's your mistake.
Yeah,
we don't know for sure.
I feel like
that.
I got to go into Michael Corleone here mode right now. Like, don't lie to me. Don't disappoint me, John. You at the end of 2021 told us right here on the station that you thought Howie did not have a good 2021. And my point today is I thought he did have a good 2021. I saw that. And what just happened, I believe, was largely set up by the trades and getting rid of Carson and getting a first round pick. That was a miracle. Going from pick 6 to pick 12 to pick 10 and picking up a first round pick and getting Devontae Smith, that was a miracle. Drafting Landon Dickerson, not a miracle, but a really good pick. I mean, there are some things from last year that the jury's still out. How good is Sirianni? I get that. It's not like you're going to stop.
That's pretty big, Joe.
It's very big.
Come on.
But he did. Look,
for you to jump both feet into this pool and say that was a wonderful year,
John,
I think that's hasty. That is rash.
You picked the Eagles to win 5 or 6 games. Ultimately, you settled on 6. They won 9.
Uh-huh.
You thought they would be nowhere near the playoffs.
Joe,
they made it.
So now you're saying they were a good team last year?
No, they were average.
This is too far.
All right, listen. And here's my third question for everyone at 215-592-9494. How can you doubt Howie so extensively in March and now love him so much in May? I'm here. I'm all ears. I'm not going to be insufferable. I'm not going to walk around and told you so. I'm just going to say I'm here to listen today and to find out how we arrived at this point.
Sounds a little bit like you're saying I told you so.
It absolutely does.
I thought this
would be different. I really did.
Listen,
I have become pretty perturbed by this whole line of questioning.
Look, it's not my style to pat myself on the back. Generally, I allow others to pat me on the back for me. I'll just say I'm happy Howie's Eagles general manager, and I say welcome to the bandwagon, John Ritchie. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494.
You weren't lying when you said you were going to be insufferable.
Well, I told you, you said it
at the top.
I told James behind
to
the
it.
Scenes, I said, I might dig into John a little bit here today. Let's go to the phones. Where does everyone stand on Howie now and how we got to this point?
Hey,
Let's go to the phones.
All right, Anthony in South Philadelphia, kick us off. What's up, Anthony?
Joe, you do it every day to me. I can't stand it anymore.
Listen, man, all I do is spit truth and wisdom.
Listen, you're a legend in your own mind. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how you don't understand how people are changing their opinion only because he's finally done what everybody wanted him to do,
which
was to stay in the conferences with that have the most NFL-ready players and draw from the teams that are the best teams in that conference.
Yeah.
And the last 2 years, me, you, and any 15-year-old Eagle fan could have stood in those conferences and drafted players from those teams. I'm not disparaging what he did, but he finally did what we wanted him to do.
Yeah,
it was the frustration with Howie that had us so angry at him.
Sure.
Going to Central Florida.
It's a good point. He stopped overcomplicating it. And you know what? And you can take away from these last 2 years that high in the draft, we went Alabama in 2021.
Right.
This year we go Georgia.
Right.
And it feels like he learned, okay, those guys that we brought in from Alabama last year, we feel pretty solid about them. That worked. So let's go back to that. Well, you know, he's learning, he's adapting. And so I think that's a positive thing. I think that bodes well for Howie will do next.
But what gets me, and I'm sure it gets you, John, and everybody else, is that it took him all these years to learn to
do that.
It's
incredible. Yeah.
All he's doing is picking the chalks.
Yep.
I mean, I don't understand. It's like he had an epiphany. It's just ridiculous.
Listen, there's no doubt that in going to the SEC, it does make a lot more sense. But here's the thing, Anthony, and this is part of what I was saying the last couple of years. He had big success before the last 2 years. Granted, it's about 4 or 5 years ago now, but he won a Super Bowl. He rebuilt a roster that Chip had crushed. And that's why I find it kind of silly that so many people doubted him so much.
Listen, I got to tell you
something. Because he really took a beating around here for a couple of years.
Well, listen, I understand it, but you got to remember, some of the key pieces on that offensive line were not his picks. The free agent receivers were free agent signings. They weren't his draft picks. He brought Nick Foles back because he was playing with Doug in Kansas City with Doug Peterson. Understand? So don't get that confused. I heard you say that one day.
I don't know about all that, Anthony. I mean, they brought Nick Foles back because they viewed him as a quality backup. Obviously, they had institutional knowledge of him from 3 or 4 years Foles had been in the building. The fact that Doug was there, whatever. Was Doug even there? Because wasn't Foles 2016 in KC? And Doug was here in 2016.
I don't know if they were in KC together.
Yeah, I don't think they were.
I'm not sure. Maybe they were.
I think Foles had only been there 1 year.
Either way, I don't think it has nothing to do with
Doug.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with
Doug. They brought Chase Daniel. Daniel or Daniels?
Yeah, Daniel.
What was it?
It was Daniel, and everyone said
Boy,
Daniels.
Yes. It was Chase Daniel, man.
Dude's made like $70 million playing football. He is like an all-timer.
All right, let's talk to Josh in Manayunk. Hello, Josh.
Hey, guys. Joe, you know what? The guy brought up a great point. You know, exactly what John was saying earlier. You know, he's learned from his mistakes. But guys, listen, how long? This guy's had such a long leash as a general manager in Philadelphia, so he can botch a couple of years, and all of a sudden he can get it going like he did this year, and he's back to like, wow, we love Howie again. I mean, he's had a longer leash than most guys.
Yes, he has. You're right. Brian Cashman's a good example. Cashman's been there over about 20 years now. Yeah.
I mean, I'm thrilled about what he's done this year. But again, just like the previous caller and John saying, he took the best players in the draft. Yes, I'll be the first one to say I wanted Nakobe Dean in the first round and believe he's a first round talent. For us to get him in the third round, my God, that's like stealing gold. I mean,
Josh, let me ask you a question. Simple question. Are you glad Howie is the Eagles general manager?
Right now.
Well, so yes or no?
I suppose so, yes.
Yeah, okay. I feel the same way.
It's so hard to just say yes.
It is hard.
Like,
I can't just
be like, yes, I am glad.
It is hard
happy.
To say that. But
I don't think he's a top 10 general manager in the league, though.
You know what, man? He said they've made the playoffs 4 out of 5 years. They've done some good things. They obviously had a stinker of a year a couple years ago. But, Josh, compared to some of the bums out there, that are GMs, some garbage franchises.
Okay.
Garbage
Joe,
franchises.
We have been completely average. Actually, we have been completely below average for the last 4 years.
Well, they've been slightly below. He is 31 of 33.
I mean, no, 31-34-1.
Say the record again.
31-34-1.
31-34. Okay, well, okay.
Over the last four years, slightly below average.
Slightly. I mean, they also have a playoff.
John said
there,
completely
so,
below
that,
average.
That does, you know, add count for
but
something.
But Joe, yeah, hold on, and that is,
and that includes a 411-1.
Most people consider this division to have been the weakest
it has been.
The NFL.
You're right about that.
For the last 4 years.
You're right.
So 31-34-1 in the weakest division in the NFL that you get to play the weakest teams twice is nothing to crow about.
All right, listen, the division has helped. There's no question. 215-592-9494. Today's Twitter poll question of the day. Are you ready to apologize to the Hammer that you were so wrong about Howie Roseman? A, yes, B. Oh, no, that's not the question. No, no. Today's Twitter poll question of the day.
Imagine if we had put that up.
Today's Twitter poll question of the day. Are you happy Howie Roseman is the Eagles GM?
I know he's joking, but I think he's kind of
oh,
not.
Oh, there's a part
like,
of him.
There's part of him that's not, and I resent that part.
Oh, these are the days I live for. Oh, they make me so happy. Joe in Morristown, whose comment yesterday sort of spurred conversation today. Hello, Joe.
What's up, Hammer? Were you thinking about my comments in the bathtub last night?
In the shower.
How does that make you feel, Joe?
No, I did take a bath last night, and I did not think of you, Joe. I thought of the Roman Empire. Well,
thank
actually,
God.
The Roman Republic. I'm in the Republic phase right now of my book.
There you are.
Yeah.
Well, I'm officially retracting my apology and just going to say I appreciate, like John was saying, I appreciate him doing his damn job.
Yeah.
Passing on Justin Jefferson, even, like, just look back at the video of Minnesota laughing, rejoicing that we picked Rager.
Yeah,
right.
Like, that's what makes us angry. The callers have hit it on the head. He's made mistakes that we're Philadelphia sports fans are passionate. We're not out in St. Louis Cardinals fans who cheer all the time.
That's
where the vitriol comes from. And it's just, I appreciate Howie doing his job finally. Again, since 2016.
Do you think he had a great 2021?
Oh, absolutely. I said that yesterday. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It started with the Carson Wentz trade and moved on. And so, I mean, just like you're a flip-flopper on Bryce Harper, you agree now that he's performing at MVP level, right?
But Bryce finally started doing what they paid him to do, which was dominate.
Exactly. Howie started doing what we pay him to do. So.
All right, Joe. We got
people,
it's like a standoff right now. All right, 215-592-9494. I'll tell you what wasn't a standoff yesterday, the Phillies-Padres game. Not that the Padres hit much, but they hit enough because they hit more than the Phillies. They outpitched the Phillies. Not that the Phillies pitch bad, but they just didn't get any runs. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie coming up. We'll get into the Phillies. Aggravating. Just when you want to start believing in them, that West Coast trip, right? Just when you want to start believing, they lay a couple stinkers out there at your feet and say, yep, maybe they are just an average baseball team. That's up ahead. Phone calls all show. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, off and rolling on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.